We are reveling in a riot of color in a field just off the Peak to Peak Highway northwest of Ward. More than a dozen species of flowers are blooming here right now. But we are especially interested in the loco weeds, peas in the genus Oxytropis, and milk vetches, peas in the genus Astragalus. Because the brilliant Lambert's loco weeds hybridize with other locos, the flowers shade from pale lavender to a dazzling magenta. Most of the milk vetches are creamy white or pale pink. However, to really distinguish a loco weed from a milk vetch, fold back the lower petals and examine the keel. That's the middle petal near the bottom of the flower. If the keel is pointed, you have a loco weed. If the keel is rounded, it's a milk vetch.
Actually, some people use the term loco weed or crazy weed to describe plants in both genera, both milk vetches and loco weeds or Oxytropis. And the reason is that many of these plants are poisonous. Some absorb selenium from the soil. Selenium is something we need for cell function, but too much of it can be quite toxic. And many of the Oxytropis species produce their own poisonous chemicals, toxins, that cause a disease in cattle called blind staggers. And they're actually addictive, so the cattle will start eating these locos and really like it, and they'll keep eating them until their whole nervous system breaks down and they can actually die. But it's interesting that now in the medical profession, scientists are looking at using selenium for chemotherapy treatments for cancer. And it turns out that if you ingest enough selenium, it can retard growth of some tumors in some people. So the very properties that make these plants poisonous may also lead to cures for diseases. So it also turns out that most milk vetches and loco weeds are quite tasty, being members of the pea family. And maybe if you're a beautiful magenta wildflower like the Lambert's loco weed, and you're tasty and good to eat, the only way to keep from having your entire population wiped out is to be poisonous as well.